going to be clear the issue of solution of the
Thank you. I think for in terms of the rules for a question to be or for a decision to be made, we need six provinces. But we can carry on with the meeting. But just for a question to be answered or for a decision to be made, we need six provinces. There is not anything that's before us. But I think with five provinces, we can still carry on with the meeting.
Yes, that is why we are carrying on with our friends who are very impatient to the meeting. You know, the advantage of having a meeting where for the people who chair and those that are here in the meeting, so it's going to be very difficult. Are we going to finalize the 4 minutes now, or are we going to give you the minute that if we have to go to the now we are only five. So that is why I thought that we can get to an issue where there's money for us to take room to the
We have
mindful of the fact that some were out of some other commitments and some didn't receive the invitation in time. Apologies for that. Hopefully, not even in the future, for the end of the well, apologies from the watch team, the very Linda, and the team. We are so fortunate because the previous captain of the committee, part of the committee. And for us to make this committee to be doing its mandate as expected, it's up to us as members of the committee why we see that we want to see the committee. There are a number of challenges ahead of us. There is a lot of stuff. And the sooner we hit the ground running, the better for us as members of the committee. I heard that if we can have it our own way, it was going to be very convenient for us in trying to start the program today to come out with a particular date where all of us will have a workshop sort of where the common understanding, where common expectations, and it will be simple for us to move as a community. Because now, once you talk about the city and members, the city proposal, to some still not clear what is it that is missing and what are the challenges ahead. Some I think in the city office is going to be a foreign community, but that might be important. That is why I was trying to tell others about it. If we're serious about this thing, we have to deal with it in this case, because Tuesday you'll be fighting with others. So you can't get it in the fight, you can't get it in what you want. That is why we offer for Tuesday, which is not very well in the starting with it. So I decided to get to the research section to prepare something in a form of trying to unpack some of the things that we have, so that can inform the program that we want to have in going forward. And I'll request Salome from the research to present the stuff that we have for now. We are going to know, and then we are going to engage in terms of the program that we are able to answer that moving forward. So Salome will present what we have now, and from there, once we are looking, then we try to consolidate something that will take us forward in trying to address those challenges that are facing our people on the ground.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning, honorable members. I'm Salome Meso. I'm a researcher in the Research Unit for Parliament. In front of us, I'm actually aware that you have in copies. There's a fake document that you received, it's the one petition, but you do not have to read through it as I have just gone through it and will just summarize what it says. And there is also another document, it's not sick, it's just a small document that we have in, got a memorandum cover on the outside. Those are the two of the three petitions that we are having. Currently we are having three petitions, and I will just go through all three of them with the third copies. We will make sure that honorable members do get their copies by end of business today in the pigeonhole. We must just apologize for the delay in getting the copy to them. I will start with the sixth document that we have in front of us. There is a petition that came from the Free State Legislature. There is a petition that deals with the inspectors, the police, South African Police Services. We have seven inspectors, that it's actually six inspectors, but on there it states them as seven. There's a duplicate of one name, who are just petitioning to the Free State Legislature that they have been suspended from their services. However, they were reinstated, and after the reinstatement, they were not assessed during the assessment period that all fellow colleagues were assessed, and they feel that they are entitled to the benefits that they were supposed to get had they been assessed during the assessment period just shortly after the reinstatement. I will just quickly read on the petition, the second page of that particular document that you're having. I will just say what the petition states. It reads as follows. The petition respectfully states that, as contained in attached report, the facts of which are self-explanatory, briefly state as follows. Point number one, we were reinstated back in the SAPS on 5 April 2004 after intervention by the Free State Legislature's Committee on Safety and Security. Point number two, we were retrospectively reinstated as all our remuneration and benefits for the period of dismissal, approximately 1 year, were duly paid. Point number three, we were, however, excluded from the April 2005 pay progression increase and possible promotion because we were not assessed for 2003-2004 financial year, being the period during which we were dismissed. Point number four, it is our view that we are entitled to such benefits because of our retrospective reinstatement. We therefore request the speaker to intervene, and on the strength of the information contained herein, and in my attached affidavit, assist us in apply to rule that we be paid the salary increase as of April 2005 and we be duly considered for promotion. And what I just want to bring to the attention of the honorable members of this committee is that this is actually a petition that had been there in the third term of parliament as well. However, it was retabled and it was put in the ATC in July. The ATC of Thursday of the 2nd of July this year. And the other thing that I would just like to make the members are aware of is there is the review that needs to happen of the Act, the South African Police Services Act of 1995. So I just thought I should just bring that to the table as well and say this is a petition that we are having ahead of us. The inspectors feel that they are entitled to the benefits that they were supposed to get during the financial year that they were not assessed as they were dismissed. However, they feel because of the retrospective reinstatement, we should be looking at them getting the pay increase as of April 2005. And they have put in the affidavit, that is actually what basically makes this document so thick, is that they have put the affidavit, the meetings that they have had, correspondence and all other proof that they had with them. And I think that is what the members can just take their time when they get a chance to read through. However, that is just a short summary of what this is dealing with. It has been to the head offices, the Pretoria offices, it's been to the legislature offices, and that is when all that took place before this petition was brought to us, and all the documentation is contained in here. So that is the first petition that we are having. The second petition, that is the same document that we are having. It was also referred and tabled in the ATC of the 7th of July, 2009, this year. And that is a completely new, the two petitions that I'll be dealing with from now are the completely new petitions that we are having. And the first one is actually a petition regarding a farm called Wolfenkop. That is a farm out in the Mpumalanga province. In this petition, the petitioners feel that we need to intervene because they have been living on the land, their forefathers have been staying there, so they feel they entitled to the land that they are on. However, there has been a bit of misunderstandings and things that took place as I read the petition here, that they said the forefathers were born there, they were raised there, and they were still locating there, and they made because they've been in touch with the Department of Land Affairs in the Wheat Bank office, where they brought the matter in front of them that there is a particular man who had been going to them threatening to evict them. And also I have seen that the Youth Commission in that province has also tried to intervene and said there will be no one settling on that piece of land until it has been finalized, which they had been given a recommendation that these particular petitioners need to work hand in hand with the Department of Land Affairs to ensure that they can register a communal property association, the CPA, which is one of the things that we need to actually establish. Has that been worked on? How far is the process? And what is the standing regarding the eviction? Because Mr. Masango, the particular individual who is threatening them, said he will carry forward with the eviction. And however, the Youth Commission, when they responded, they said to them, if we have to take the matter forward, that is what we will do. Hence, we are having the petition being brought in front of us today. That is the second petition that we are having. And members will just, as they read through it, they will get the background to this. That is the Mr. Komani who did say the farm that they are occupying, giving the background to where they've been living there for how long, what activities they've been doing there. And also there were methods that they requested that they be investigated. There was the current ownership, because the other problem is that the experience is that farm owners are changing. There's also people who are leasing the farm, and with that it's confusing everything that they have been doing on the farm. Hence they are getting all these uncomfortable situations time and again coming back to them. But the final the closure of the last meeting that they had as these petitioners with the department, the several departments involved, was that they were to have a meeting with the Department of Land Affairs to address the formation of a CPA for the particular farm that they are on, the Wolfenkop farm. That is our second petition. The third petition that we are having is also a new one. That's the one that the members do not have the copies. We will make sure that by the end of today we will get assistance just for them to get the copies in the pigeonhole. It's also a thick document, as thick as the other one that we are having from Free State. And this is also a petition from the Free State Legislature. It's from the Sasolburg Masala Benefits Committee in the Free State Province. This petition is that the Free State Legislature received a complaint from the people of an organization, if you may say that, called the Sasolburg Masala Benefits Committee. Their complaint is that they're actually asking that we intervene. They were requesting the legislature, the Free State Legislature, to intervene in a dispute regarding non-payment of surpluses, apportionments, and other relief sought by activity and former members of pensions and provident funds administered on behalf of employees falling under the AECI Sasol, Centrachem Group Pension Fund, Sasol Pension Fund, and Sasol Coal Provident Fund, Omnia Pension Fund, and MIBFA, that is the Engineering Industries Pension Fund, or it can also be called the Metal Industries Provident Fund. So that is actually a group. It falls under this AECI Sasol. However, we're having Centrachem, there's also Sasol, then the Sasol Coal, Omnia, and the MIBF. So there is the five pension funds that they are seeking relief, and the surpluses that they feel should be paid out to them. Also, they're saying, should the legislature have jurisdiction to consider and resolve the dispute, petition proceedings would have been involved. It is, however, the view of the legislature that the provincial legislature has no jurisdiction to make any determination of the surpluses, apportionments, claims, dispute, and other relief sought after by active and former members of the pensions and provident funds outlined above. That is the response that was given to them from the chairperson of the National Council of Provinces here in Parliament. And the letter was dated, it was dated on Thursday, June the 4th, 2005. And there is a method. It says here, the Free State Legislature therefore requests the National Council of Provinces to consider as a petition a complaint outlined in the summary of complaints against companies listed in the summary. They have listed as well correspondence that they have had with the various companies that they have been working on, the meetings that they have held, and any other affidavit that they had in their possession. They've also put it in here, and we'll ensure that honorable members get their copies by the end of business today. But I just want to say those are the three petitions that we are having. and I will just give it back to the chairperson and hear from the members if there's any questions or support needed from the research unit or any clarity needed. Thank you.
The policy now for the club to ask, if we allow to have a series of these things high, then that might even give us some problems. But the sooner we have this tradition to develop a year program, we give it the better for us.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Chairperson, I must say that myself, I need a workshop on this whole thing, how this thing is working. You know, listening to this petition, especially all three, but this one of the police, you know, I don't understand. That's why I'm saying I need a workshop. What is the job of You know, the police issue. Are there no other avenue for the police to go and complain? Why are they, you know, it will be, that according to me, interference in other areas. When we, as a committee now, NTOP, is going, I mean, these people, the CCMA, for instance, to go and complain about unfair, this is unfair treatment, according to me. They are complaining about they are not being reinstated and what is the outcome of that. That's the first one. I'm saying, Chairperson, I need a workshop. What is the petition and why? But this one of the police, that's the first one. The second one on this eviction issue, the same. You know, we are having committees out there. There's a public protector, for instance. Why are people not making use of these offices? They can go most to these offices. Lawyers for human rights and all that. I'm saying I need a workshop. I don't understand this whole thing. But that is what I am thinking. Listening to the complaints. This is complaints to us. So I don't understand if we are going to deal for the 5 years with this type of complaints. This is complaints. I don't understand.
Thanks. You know, on two of these that we do have information on, speaking in our district, the one complaint was about the person that wants to be reinstated after being found guilty. And apparently there were two white officers that were also guilty on charges that were reinstated. My question, which I don't know, do the police reinstate people with criminal records back into the police force? That's the one thing. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if Lee has any questions on that. I don't think that a policeman or a criminal record can get back into the police force. That's the first time I hear about that. Then the second one on that land claim, or where the people were evicted. From what I understand in what I've read here quickly is that it's not private owned land. It is, that I don't understand is it's on private property. You can evict a person, but can you evict a person on government land? That you know, on this specific instance where this person has been there for so long. Those are a few issues that I don't know, because if I'm a private owner of property, I can do that. But I don't know what is the resolution on government land, you know, on this situation. Things like that, we don't have information.
Victoria, there's a beneficiary of government, you know, that person that's been evicting there. It's also a person that works for land reform or something.
Before the chapter, maybe she can. You see, Chairperson, on this and on Annex C of this, you know, this case is a 1997 case.
is that one letter here to the Minister of Police, the Department of Safety and Security, Minister Siti Mukuma. You see, 8 October 1997. Now, you know, Chairperson, why I'm asking you? Fortunately, I was in correctional services for 15 years in that country. It's the first time for me personally to see this type of thing. I mean, I have dealt with these things in correctional services for the past 5 years. I was chairperson there, and I dealt with these things, not in this country, but I'm saying I need a workshop. This thing is in the right place again. We are proceeding that. That is why when I often emphasize the matter, I emphasize the issue of us getting a session. We have this in the 5 years review, then as a report, we have this. We have this in the presentation. We engage and we want to have a common approach and understanding and even the situation that is the same. From the Benedict Health Council, then it's going to be simple. Because there are a number of challenges and there are some questions. But I can give you the opportunity to clarify some of the things.
Thank you, Chairperson. I will start with just quickly looking at, as Chairperson have highlighted, that we will have a workshop, we will have presentations. But just looking at, a petition is just simply a formal request that people ask. It's a request to an authority for action. It can either be in a form of a demand or a favor for the redress of a grievance. And just in responding to that, it says in order for a petition, it has to reflect a few things as they have put their documents in there. However, when we look at the rules that we are using as we are dealing, the NCOP rule 235 up to 236, that is the March 2007, we will also ensure that the honorable members get the books as well as we do the presentation, they can see the rules. What I'm going to highlight is that in most cases, a committee refers the matter to the relevant department or administrative agency when more information is needed in terms of guiding any decision or recommendation that needs to be taken. And I think in just saying that, what then needs to happen is once we have these petitions in front of us, that we have the three petitions. And as I mentioned in the beginning, that the first petition that I dealt with, the one from the SAPS, it was a petition from the previous term of parliament, that hence we see the letters that are outdated, and it's a matter that's been outstanding for long. The only reason why it's been brought back is that it was retabled as well in the announcements, tablings, and committee reports as being referred to our committee. That is why we have brought it here. However, it is now the committee has to take a decision. Are they going to deal with it? Are they going to refer it to the other avenues that they can be used? What is it that we're going to be doing with this particular petition? It is that we needed to formally bring it in front of the committee and say, this is the petition that we have received, and the committee will therefore take a decision as to how are they going to do to deal with it. Are they referring it and waiting for reports from the particular people or organization or department that they have referred it to? Now, getting to the one with the eviction, the other thing that I had picked up as well was that there is claimants of the land who have been there, and there is a restitution claim. However, there are others who are saying, we have been the labor tenants here, we entitled to the land, hence now it's at loggerheads, and the departments are then just going their own way. As I read the petition, I've also seen now, that is why it seems as if now a person from the department is the one evicting the people. Because the other claimants have been dealing with the Mpumalanga Department of Land Affairs, whereas the others have been dealing with the Gauteng offices. And now when the other people are coming with correspondence, it's coming from the Gauteng office, the other one is from the Mpumalanga. Now it comes as, I also just looked at it and said, how can now another employee of Land Affairs be the one evicting people who are now being given ownership by Land Affairs to the land? But when I read it, that's when I realized there are restitution claimants and there are also labor tenants that are actually looking for the land. That is why the letter from the Youth Commission had said there will be nobody occupying the land until the matter is resolved. And they therefore recommended that the Department of Land Affairs deal with the matter and ensure that the rightful people, the restitution claimants of this, be the ones who are assisted in forming the Community Property Association. I'm not sure if I was very clear and I answered that.
I understand that, but the question is still raised, why did they come into us now? Shouldn't they first sort it out? Am I correct by saying that? Shouldn't they first sort that out and then give it through to us?
In most instances, they referred it to, they decided to refer it to us because they have explored all the other avenues by the community. So they used and the Youth Committee enjoys constant protection in terms of Section 73 and Section 2, our very same Youth Committee. I was already aware that there is a provision in the Constitution that is assisting our committee. That is why I strongly feel that we have relevant people ready for facilitation, and we have all the relevant documents, and within the recent committee experience of somebody who was in the previous committee. And that in itself is something that can assist us. And if a committee that can deal, what I've realized is that in this committee, of course, people with any. And that's what we need to do. We have to have people that can take the entire country. If ever there is a problem somewhere, as long as we are able to identify a date, have people making presentations, if we are not satisfied, and we are going to prepare a particular position that we can take to the house. And that can only be done if we are ready to have a better problem that I think.
Thank you, Chair. Chairperson, yes, this is a constitutionally mandated committee. The Constitution says that the public can petition and may petition Parliament, the NCOP, National Assembly, or the provincial legislatures as well as municipalities. Now, a lot of people, Chair, and that was the drive, but we were stopped. Just to give you a little bit of background, we were stopped the previous term by the presiding officers regarding the work of the committee. Legislation had to take precedence first. I think the Honorable Bloom knew there was a couple of legislation that had to be passed and all that, and everything was just on a rush. So the committee couldn't finalize what was finalized, but the committee had great success in most of the petitions that have come. So, Chair, I would really want to make a request, if possible, to the research and the committee section. We had a workshop about a year or two ago in Durban where all the provinces were involved in drawing up a petition model for the NCOP as well as for the provinces to be in line, to be synergized. Because there's some things that the provinces can do, and there's some things that the NCOP can do. Now, that document are in the research unit or at committee section. There is a report to that effect also, which was adopted in the NCOP. There's a booklet also out regarding petitions and members' legislative proposals, which this committee has written. I'm going to just find and see whether I can still get a copy of that booklet. But it's very important to have a workshop with the new members of the committee as well. There is an organization called DDP, or DDP, Democracy Development Program. They are very helpful, Chair, to assist us, specifically this committee. We had wonderful working relationships with them. They came and they facilitated the workshop, did the briefings, everything. So all the necessary things are there. In actual fact, You know, the committee had, we intervened in a municipality, Tswana municipality, where people were displaced on the land. No infrastructure, nothing. And the committee intervened. I mean, there's infrastructure, like I've explained to the chair, we need to go back to that community to see the success that this committee has made. Soldiers, Honorable Bloom, has been reinstated, has been, families has received the benefit of soldiers that were fired by the Defense Force and all that. So, people, I think, are just claiming their constitutional rights in terms of petitioning this community. The onus is on us, Chair, to steer that particular petition into the right direction. And I think you are on the right path, Chair, and Honorable Bloom as well, that we have that workshop. Committee section can, I think the secretaries there, they talk to one another. You know, it's quite a beehive if you walk in there, they're shouting across each other. But the previous secretary, or the previous secretary left. She's working in Gauteng now. But the other secretary, Tisang Mutsumi, and the researcher of the committee also left. But I think the documents are there which they can go on, Chair, and maybe if we get that document and we discuss it amongst ourselves, then we will have a much clearer picture. But I think, like, this petition of the Free State Police has been dealt with by the committee, but we didn't have enough time to finalize and finish it. There is letters from the police that was sent to the secretary regarding the answers to this particular petition and what was the reasons and all that. The day when we had to call them, we had to deal with legislation and we had to cancel our meeting. So, you know. But like I said, there is relevant documentation in that, Chair. To that effect. Thanks.
Okay. One thing that I would request from the is to, before the end of today, all members to have the 5-year review from 2004 to 2009. If all of members who can get copies so that they can go to. But at the end, there are very interesting recommendations. I'm taking them because I do have the code. The first one, they are saying, in order to better facilitate the work of the committee and better improve its efficiency, the following proposals are made. One, ensure that all members of parliament are made aware of the importance of the committee on private members' agency proposal and special jurisdiction, and how the committee acts as a conduit for both legislative and public participation. The second one is to ensure that the committee is sufficiently resourced, particularly in terms of support staff, to ensure efficiency. And the third one, the rescheduling of committee meetings to a time that is better suited to the work of the committee, so as to ensure the attendance of as many members as possible. I'm told in the past it was Friday, and you try to get members. But once you have done the workshop and the Waon Pa about the understanding of our life, I don't think we get some problems. The last one is that more clarity is given in terms of the processing of petitions and the role of parliament and the ability in the processing and execution of petitions. And if we can say now, as we have been given this last second term parliamentary process, trying to identify a thing. Because my view is that before we can even engage with the people that are dealing with the system of credit, let's have a workshop there. Let's deal with it together. Let's propose a date and see a possible date that is necessary. Once we have four making that commitment, then the rest will join.
Mr. Chair, I would suggest that at this stage, I don't want to
put up a date, as I am only an extra member on this committee, I know Wati Watson and Tim Harris on the Finance Committee that can't be here. I don't know what their program looks like with other committees, so it would be very responsible for me to commit dates here where I won't be. So for that reason, I would suggest that I can't be part of that committee, you know, of taking out dates today. It would not be fair towards others, guys. That's not here.
No, I don't have food just to get like this is then the next meeting we're going to. And I will do
Chapter 10.
You know, I'm one of these people with a lot of energy. But you know, I'm getting very much frustrated with the clashing of meetings, of committees. I'm getting very much frustrated. Yeah, no, you see that as a type, but okay. But now, you know, and we can overcome this problem. If Chatterton can sit and discuss the whole thing. Because I really want to participate in all these things. But now, for instance, now, this finance committee sitting there, I must also be there. And, you know, I'm learning something new now, this morning, I'm 15 years in this building. I've never participated and know about this community. And, you see? And it's something very much important, even for our constituency, to know this type of thing. So, Chairperson, I am saying my proposal would be, maybe if you can talk to other chairpersons and come up with a date that suits all of us. I really want to be there in that workshop.
No.
I think because if I look at the program, I mean, I've also, this morning I had a management committee meeting with the committee that I'm chairing, and it is a bit difficult in terms of our time, because next week we've got an NCOP strategic planning workshop, you know. Friday, the 14th of August, is a meeting with the Auditor General, Chairperson. But difficult.
The week after.
But it's plenary. The whole week.
After the plenary week.
So I think even we can just have a one-day workshop here at Parliament. That's what we used to do. Maybe we can provisionally. I mean, nothing at Parliament is cast in stone. Provisionally, the 21st, Friday, the 21st.
Yeah.
We can have that day as a workshop. We can get DTP. I'll ask also my secretary. What do they call them now? Executive secretaries. They're not private secretaries anymore. I'll also ask the executive secretary for all the contact numbers and give it to your secretariat, as well as the researcher. I'll also ask Isang where's all our old documents and that type of thing, and so that we can. I think even over to you guys. So then we can. My comrade here is moaning at me here now about the Friday, but. But a Friday will be better than a Monday, because Mondays we found out in the past that we have to ask political. CRC.
That's what
Monday is very difficult, because Monday is starting the week.
political party based, and to be quite honest with you, I know some of the political parties, I know that the Honourable Watson always cautioned us not to have a meeting on a Monday, because the political party are not afraid.
You are actually obliged by your province on that Monday.
I think the suggestion by Honourable Bloom that let's have the
Thank you.
mindful of the fact that Allah has to be from other conditions, not unless there is something that we need to do. Because we still have to keep our intention to complete the other things of our mission, as we look for the other dimensions to other members. I don't know whether there's anything that you find that you can do. The teacher remember, all those are sitting in the room of the NA and the joint room, we have all the steps.
Can I ask you as well, as an additional member of this committee, can you also introduce me? Because I know you were obviously given to Watson and to Kim Harris, but that I can also get it that. Whenever I have to come in this committee, that I also know what's going on.
Definitely.
I mean, for me now to come here the first time, I feel like I don't know what's going on, and I'm so happy now to hear what it actually, what it's all about.
Let me take this opportunity to thank members for the despite the challenge of long venue and the minute is referred to a meeting where we have to go up or that meeting. We are grateful for the sacrifice that you have made in trying to make sure that we are active. The day of 2000 March begins with the so we are heading towards the correct direction. We definitely try to work very hard to make sure that all the relevant documents are with you so that you can prepare for the next engagement. After that, then everybody will be on path in terms of kind of